The Hitchhikers, narrated by Julie Abel, narrated for Cupido, in collaboration with Saga. The Hitchhikers by Sophia. I'd just passed through Nordlandsporten and felt that I was getting closer to home. I'd been visiting a friend in Trøndelag and was heading back to Bodø when I noticed a young couple who couldn't have been more than 18-20 years old standing by the side of the road hitchhiking. I thought it would be good to have a little company on the way and offered them a lift. They introduced themselves as Anna and Joa, and Anna sat in front with me. We quickly established a rapport, and the talk in the car became fast and loose. After a while, the back seat seemed to fall silent. I looked in the mirror and saw that Joa had fallen asleep. Anna and I continued to talk, but suddenly she became all serious and changed the subject. She thought I was lucky having such large breasts, the size that most men seem to prefer. I felt myself blushing, but also a little flattered, and glanced down at my cleavage. She was right. I was very well endowed, and my short, tight, low-cut top didn't diminish the size. I said to Anna that breast size doesn't matter if you have a guy who enjoys being with you. She told me that she and Joa had been together for 6 months, and that he had never sucked her nipples, something she was craving for him to do. I quickly realized that this conversation was making me wet between my legs, and I was starting to have problems driving. So I pulled over and stopped the car so that I could get out and stretch my legs and calm myself down. I went into a small copse and noticed that Anna was following me. I stopped, turned around and walked over to her, placed my hands on her breasts. I immediately felt the small, erect nipples that were just crying out to be fondled. I pulled up the sweater and started to lick her breasts. She groaned, seemingly not wanting to hide the fact that she was really enjoying having my tongue dance in circles around the hard buds and that I was nibbling them. She let out a moan of pleasure and thrust her body into me. I felt myself becoming increasingly horny, making it totally impossible for me to stop. Anna undressed and stood in front of me, completely naked. Jesus, I'm old enough to be her mother, and I'm dripping wet. She lay down on the grass, and I didn't hesitate when she asked me if I'd also like to lick her pussy. I pressed my tongue against her clit. It was hard and tasted delicious. She was so wet and so tasty that I fucked her with my tongue. Quite simply, I wanted to eat all that wonderful pussy of hers. She began to moan, her entire body shaking.